Community Connection as we look for OKM and Eric. Right? No, Jason.
It's Ryan.
Ryan.
Close enough.
No, it's not. Ryan, start me off. The festival starts Saturday.
June the 9th.
Be a little bit different. We're going to start it off at the Silver Lake Ranch.
The Silver Lake, yeah. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have three great artists that are going to be joining us for Country Fest.
Yeah.
And each of them, they're so known around the country. And we're really excited to bring Parker McCollum, who's very well known. He's from Austin, Texas.
Yeah,
and
of course, the Austin music scene overall, but I think particularly, somewhat known for jazz, but definitely known a lot for country, too.
Kind of
a Nashville South sort of thing.
Yeah. It's going to be, I'm bringing a lot of folk country as well, whatever that is. But yeah.
Well, if you want to take it back far enough, that would be the roots.
And he's going to be really elaborating on that. And he was in the top 10 country stars in Rolling Stones in 2018 as well. So he's really well known, I think, along the country.
Exactly.
So.
Nice to have both of you guys in this morning. Good morning.
Thank you for bringing us.
And I think it's going to be a unique festival, something that I think is, you're still staying true to the roots and yet moving forward for 2018 and continuing some of the emphases. Emphasis on music education, particularly for youth, has always been around, but we're kind of going along on there. But walk me through Country Fest. It's going to start me off. Leave the doors open at 4, is that right?
The doors open at 4, and you guys are going to be opening for us.
Yep.
And then we're going to have Brent Giddens come on and play, and he's a local guy. He's played in a lot of casinos and stuff. He's a fantastic performer. I love hearing him play. Then we're having Lucas Hoag, who currently is on tour with Wrangler right now, going on around touring for all the troops. Mm-hmm. So we're excited to have him and to kind of help support the troops. We're also donating part of our proceeds to the Coffee Bunker in Tulsa, which helps reintegrate veterans back into the community and help them find jobs and things like that.
Yeah, and they get to share some common experiences at the bunker, but then also it's a point of reference. It's a point of, like you said, from jobs to sometimes some help services along the way.
Yes, they do a lot for our veterans, and so we're excited to help them out a little bit. And then, as Ryan already said, we're getting Parker McCollum to come on, and we're really excited about him. He's very up and coming. I've seen him perform a couple of times, and I'm real excited to have him. He's fantastic.
Yeah, and I think I was out at the site, and I think it's going to be a great location for you.
It is. We're super excited. It's a new location. Nothing like this has been done out there before, so we're kind of the first ones, and Pam has been awesome with working with us and trying to get everything set up, and she's really excited about it, and so are we. We're hoping to get lots of people out there. It's a new place, and I mean, I've lived here my whole life and I didn't know about it. I'm super excited to kind of open it up for the community and share just a little bit more of Bartlesville.
The gateway, if you're driving slowly enough to look to your right, or if you're headed south and see it, otherwise you just see some telephone poles and keep on going by. And so I'm sure there will be signs welcoming people to the event.
There will be. There will be signs out that, like, OKM Festival this way, but it will definitely make it easier to see. So it's gonna be a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. Everybody make sure they bring their lawn chairs and bug spray and sunscreen.
Always a good idea.
Sure.
Yes.
I think everything else will be on site.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Yes, we're going to have food trucks. We're going to have some vendors and good music.
Yeah, well, that's what we came for, good music.
Good music, yes.
Yeah, the rest of it is going to be a lot of fun, and I'm sure that in OKM style, you will have provided for everything. But I like the idea of having the trucks out there and getting to choose whatever happens to be on site. I'm sure you've got a good selection of good stuff for us.
Yes, we do, and all local, too, which is even better.
Yeah. So that is Saturday night, and we're going to kind of whirlwind through things. But Sunday, Concert Under the Stars, Sons of Serendip, that's at the Bandshell at Center Park.
Yep.
Yes, Sunday is kind of our segue into everything. So they are a classically trained but contemporary crossover. Mm-hmm. So they're kind of our segue into the classical side, the chamber series.
In the traditional program of things that would have been at the community center, they would have been the Thursday night crossover group. So
yes, they would have. We're really excited to have them. They were top four of America's Got Talent in 2014, which is super awesome. They are a fantastic group. they are extremely talented, and they come from all different walks of life, mm-hmm. which is really incredible to see such a diverse group of young men come together and create such a beautiful.
And I mean, you literally hit it, all walks of life. So some of them are, I guess you'd say, full-time musicians, but others came from the ministry, came from the business fields, that just joined together as friends to play mm-hmm. music.
Yes. And they are very good. We're really excited to have them. It's going to be a fun night. And again, for that one, we're also going to have a beer and wine garden. We're going to have vendors, food trucks. It's going to be great.
And if you're our VIP, with VIP seats, I believe there's an opportunity for some photo ops either before or after the concert, right?
Yes, for the 9th and the 10th. Those are both options. You can get photos with our performers, which would be super fun.
It's always nice. I think that's something that has carried on from year one of the festival. We become friends, or at least as close friends as you can get during the short time they're here.
Yes.
with the performers. You know, so it was great.
That's our goal. We really like to try to integrate them into our community and let people not just hear them, but get to meet them and know them, which makes OKM very special.
It mm-hmm. does. And one of the other things that I think makes it special is it's more than just the headline groups. It's the showcase events at local, usually downtown, but local venues, wherever mm-hmm. they happen to be. Church doors are open for us. In the past, sometimes businesses have been open for us. We've done it in parks. We've also, I think in at least one year I can think of, there was a cruise out on Ulaga Lake. So again, a little bit of everything.
And, yeah. Yes.
And they're either free or cheap.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We have lots of fun showcase events this year that Ryan has been working really hard on.
Yeah.
He can tell you all about them.
It is, because these are often people that are giving of their time and expertise to provide something extra special for the festival.
Great for the community, literally. Yeah. And again, through the entire week, we have so many great groups here in Bartlesville that we're going to be really showcasing, letting them shine through. And the very first one's going to be on June 11th at 10 a.m. And that's going to be over at First Presbyterian here downtown. Mm-hmm. And the Ad Lib Singers, they're going to be doing a concert that's completely just patriotic, really giving tribute to our country, giving tribute to the state of Oklahoma. And they've been practicing really hard. They're really excited about it. I know a lot of people who are in the group, and they're like, are you coming?
The Ad Libs have been a staple for a long time. And unlike, let's say, the Choral Society, these guys specialize in fun music.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's going to be great.
It's going to be a really good concert. Again, that's June 11th at 10. Mm-hmm. And then also on June 11th at 2 p.m., also at First Pres downtown, we're going to be having two members of the Tulsa Symphony. They're going to be joining us, Michael Nicholson and Hannah Murray. And they're going to be doing kind of like a hands-on concert, kind of really going through everything within the violin, kind of showing, like, especially with like the kids, it's gonna be a lot of exciting for them to like see like the full depth of the instrument. Mm-hmm. So it's gonna be a fun little music education class concert combined mm-hmm. for the entire family. And that's gonna be at 2 p.m. on the 11th. And then on June 12th, Doug Simpson, who is phenomenal guitar.
Yeah.
People always like, he has so much, what's the word I'm looking for?
I'm not sure what you're looking for, but I'm going to tell people to go early because Doug has a following.
He's very well known here in Bartlesville. And whenever he plays the guitar, people are just completely mesmerized by watching him, his appearance, but literally just how he's able to encompass the entire instrument. It's mm-hmm. just, I don't play guitar. it's overwhelming for me, but he's very well known here in Bartlesville. And that's going to be at 10 a.m. on the 12th. And then at 2 p.m. later that day, Wade Daniel. Mm-hmm. Again, remarkable musician, very, very talented. He's going to be giving a piano concert over at First Baptist. And I think this is his sixth performance, actually, for OKM. He's been doing showcase concerts for a while.
Yes, he has been, yeah.
And Wade, he's not only known here in Bartlesville, he's recorded CDs, he's toured around the country. He's done a lot. He's kind of made his name known.
And yes, he has.
He's very talented.
An excellent musician, and I'm glad he's providing one more program for
you. Yeah, I believe this is his sixth.
Sounds right.
We're very excited to have him again on board. And then the last day for the showcase concerts is going to be June 13th, and we'll be opening up with Zoltan Varga over at St. John. And I don't know if you guys have gone to a pipe organ concert.
He's phenomenal.
He's amazing.
Yeah, and that's an excellent instrument.
It's a wonderful instrument. Oh my goodness, like going to mass there itself, it's just, you're completely mesmerized, literally. When you just listen to him play, you can just listen and play for hours. And we're really excited that he's going to be giving a concert at 10 a.m. and he's going to be encompassing such a wide variety of composers. And then he's going to be throwing in a fun modern twist of Back to the Future. He's going to be improvising on that as well, so he's going to really end that concert a lot of fun.
Yes, the pipe organ can be fun.
Yeah, it's going to be a really great concert. Again, we're really excited for that. That's at 10 a.m. on June 13th. And then we're going to close the showcase series out on June 13th as well, but that's going to be at 2 p.m. over at Bartlesville First Church on Price Road. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have Alex Rivera, who's the director for the youth chorus here in town, and they're going to be giving a really neat concert. That one's going to be, I believe that one's patriotic as well. They're going to be doing a lot of a wide variety of different pieces that are like getting tribute to like the country and stuff like that. And they're really excited about these kids have been working hard, and this is going to be kind of like their closeout concert for their hard work this year. So
sounded like a great idea. Uh-huh. Which would transition us to your focus on youth, and we'll cover that when we continue in just a moment on 1400 K1.
If you're suffering from a bad back, bad knees, need a hip replacement, call the Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, 918-494-9300. With a large number of only the best qualified specialists on staff, EOC is able to provide better care than anyone else in Eastern Oklahoma. I should know. I had my back surgery in 2012 with a degenerative disc between L4 and L5. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center took me through a step-by-step process in which now, after surgery, I am leading a normal life. Get back to your normal life. Whether you're in need of back surgery, hip replacement, knee surgery, or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. Ask your doctor about EOC or call for a consultation. 918-494-9300. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We're located in the Natalie Building at 6475 South Yale in Tulsa.
Continuing our focus this morning on OKM, again, opens on Saturday, June 9th and continues all the way through the following Friday, the 15th. And I believe following on in Tulsa, but we'll talk more about that in just a moment or so. One of the missions for the festival, even from year one or at least year two, bringing the youth along, the next generation of musicians, next generation of audience members, next generation of people who just enjoy listening to outstanding music regardless of genre. And it continues this year too, right?
It does, yes. Children's programming is our passion is bringing music education through hands-on experiences with the youth. Mm-hmm. And through that, we are having Doug Simpson come, and he is going to be teaching guitar rhythm and techniques to the kids. And then later on, Pam Hughes is going to join him and do a tribute to Gershwin.
Which of course I haven't talked about Katie Mann yet, but she's doing a lot of Gershwin music too, so it's going to work out a little bit.
Yes, she is. Yeah. And then that's all on Friday, June 8th. And then Saturday, before everything starts, Rachel Bright is going to be doing a music and story time with piano, mm-hmm. which is going to be a lot of fun for the kids. We're also doing a little for the little kids on Monday, June 11th. We're doing Magical Mozart and Ventriloquist Show with Jeff Cotton.
Okay.
And then on Tuesday, we have Tamika Shaw come back, and she is going to be doing arts, music, and storytelling again. She always reads a fun story and then does a fun craft. We are also bringing our Princess Tea back, and tickets are almost gone. We only have a few left, and moms need tickets as well.
I would say call today, 918-336-9900, mm-hmm. get your
yes.
tickets.
Please do. We're also having one of our own Bartlesville alum come back and teach violin adventures mm-hmm. with the kids. And then,
and we might as well mention which alum we're talking about. I think
Courtney Brindle.
Yeah,
she is a fantastic violinist. She has a way with music. Then we're having on Thursday, we're having puppets, magic, and music with Jim Green, and another piano story time with Virginia Campbell. And then on Friday, to close everything out, we are going to do a line dance and fun games with the OKM staff and Adam Miller. And the great thing about all these children's programs is not only are they fun and educational, but they are free, with the exception of the Princess Tea. That's the only one that requires any sort of admission fee.
Because somebody's serving the food that goes with the tea.
Yes. Yes.
Just looking at some of the other concerts, one of the things that are going to be going on in Ambler Hall, of course, I've been... last, I'm not sure how many, but last several years, chamber music with the Miro Quartet. And these guys have made their way into the hearts of music lovers in Bartlesville. And again, chamber music, we're talking about the small ensembles, duets, trios, quartets, quintets, sometimes even as much as octets. But again, since they're the Miro Quartet, most of the time the music will be for three or four parts.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we're really excited to have Miro back. They are very talented musicians, and they have become near and dear to us. They are coming back for the third time consecutively, mm-hmm. and we are excited to welcome them to come back to Ambler Hall, but we are also doing a first with OKM with them. They are going to be performing at two locations in Tulsa. We're trying to branch out and get some other people to come and experience all the great music that OKM has to offer. So they're going to be playing at the Planetarium and at the Performing Arts Center in Tulsa. Mm-hmm.
And I think the planetarium will be particularly nice because obviously it will be dimmed to the appropriate level for a planetarium. So
yes.
Again, music under the stars, mm-hmm. whether the stars are out or not.
Exactly, yes. It's going to be very different and very fun and exciting. We're excited to do something different like this.
Well, it sounds like using figuratively and literally some imagination, trying to mm-hmm. vary the program up a little bit and say, we haven't done this one. Let's see how it works.
Yes.
So it works out all the way around. So I mentioned Katie, the pianist that, again, will be performing in Ambler Hall. I talked with her earlier. She's again drawing on, Leonard Bernstein. Leonard drawing on just the music. I think she's doing a lot of music from American in Paris, Gershwin. She's doing, I believe, Rhapsody in Blue.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
Looking at just some of the things that I know she's working on, and I've been to her website, and I haven't ordered yet, but there are several great CDs that I'm going to have to get that I saw on her website.
There is. She is a world-renowned pianist who will definitely light up the stage for this festival. She has been praised by music critics as one of the top young classical artists, and not only is she beautiful, but amazingly talented. Her interpretations of musical pieces are very poetic and graceful. She recently re-recorded an album playing a tribute to Gershwin, which we'll get to hear when she comes and performs for us and Ambler Hall on the 12th.
Yeah, and several pieces that she ran down the program, and I'm sorry I don't remember when I was talking to her what all she said, but those parts that I do remember, it's going to be a lot of fun. Yeah, I think you will sell out on that one too. So
we sure hope so. Everybody should go get their tickets now before they all go.
918-336-9900, an opportunity for you to get your tickets. Of course, also available online, okmusic.com.
Yes.
I want to make sure I got the extension out there correctly. Not that you probably don't also own COM and every lot of the others, but org is the proper one, so
yes.
We'll get you out there. Some of the other favorites, and I'm sure the things that you guys need to highlight that I haven't talked to yet about.
We have one other very unique and different group coming to perform for us for our chamber series, and that's WindSync.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
WindSync is, they're an amazing youthful quintet, which they are a wind quintet, which mm-hmm. is quite unique and very different. I haven't heard of anything like this before, so we're very anxious to see what they're like. And I've heard their music. It's quite incredible. They're very good.
As a music education major, I had to turn in programs from 16 concerts every semester.
Yeah.
So there are probably very few combinations I haven't heard in one time or another, but mm-hmm. it's fun. Yeah, these guys are great.
They're very talented. This week I've been spending a lot of time listening to their music on YouTube, and I came across them performing Jupiter by Holst, and I've never heard a quintet be able to break down a fully symphonic orchestration into only five people and completely from memory.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, it's about an 8-minute piece.
Everything they do is from memory, and they're
memory.
A fun, youthful group out of Houston.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be really exciting.
I'm very excited about it.
To see them perform.
Yeah, Jupiter is probably among the most familiar melodies from the planet. So it's been used for everything from opening to the late night movies on all across from WGN used it a lot,
mm-hmm.
A lot of other places too. So you would definitely recognize that one, even if you don't think you know Holst.
Mm-hmm.
So
And with all three of these groups, and Orton, Katie. They are classically trained, but they try to put a fun twist on everything. So it's not, I think there's a bad stigma with classical music. It's not just a bunch of, people playing old boring songs. They put a fun twist on it, and they make it such a lively, youthful, and fun show. They really do their best to get the crowd involved and and make it fun for people of all ages.
I couldn't agree more. If there was no classical music, we wouldn't have Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, because mm-hmm. the melody was written by Mozart. Of course, one thing that I think the state knows as the festival is one particular concert every Friday night.
Every Friday night, our most popular concert, which is the Wool Rock concert. Mm-hmm. And this year, we're having the Tulsa Symphony Orchestra come out and perform, and they're going to be performing Western classics. So all those old Western movies everybody grew up watching, you'll recognize some of those famous scores from movies like Dances with Wolves and... Mm-hmm.
The Cowboys?
Mm-hmm. The Cowboys, yes.
Magnificent Seven, which, of course, was actually a remake of The Seven Samurai, but that's okay. whether you remember the Kurosawa version or whether you remember one of the two times that The Magnificent Seven has been made into a film, the score is great.
It is. It's going to be a great family event, like always. There's going to be food trucks, face painting.
And my grandmother had a recording of Ferdi Groffé's Grand Canyon Suite, and I think I was probably, I don't know, second or third grade when every time I went over to grandmother's house, that was one of the albums that was on her. So I've been listening to the Ferdi Groffé Grand Canyon Suite for too many years than I'll mention on the air.
Well, good. You'll get to hear it again on Friday the 15th. And it's going to be great. There's going to be, like I said, face painting. We're going to have food trucks. Of course, the fireworks, which is always a crowd favorite. And I know it's just my family has always done like a big picnic. And it's a great time to just relax and connect with friends and just have a good old-fashioned Oklahoma summer night with some great music.
Sounds great. It all comes our way in just about 2 weeks. Get your tickets now, 918-336-9900, or get them online, okmmusic.org. That's our community connection on AM 1400, 93.3 FM K1. News on the way next from the Oklahoma News Network.
ONN News, I'm Sean Carey. 30-year-old